I swear I will advertise this podcast on the next Chinese spy balloon that floats by. I swear to God. He said there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay. I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down. I can't hold back. Though you know I wish I could. Oh no, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Until we close our eyes for good. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Ninja Nerd Warrior podcast for February 14th, 2023. I am your host, Greg Hernandez, and yeah, folks, shit has hit the fan. It has. Do you realize in the last week, 10 days, I think, we have had a Chinese spy balloon and three quote-unquote unidentified objects shot down by the Air Force, and the government has come out and publicly said that they are not ruling out aliens. I'm going to give you a second to wrap your head around that. The U.S. government came out and said they are not ruling out aliens. You know what that means, right? That means it's a wrap. We are done. Get your shit together, folks. We're out of here. Calm down. I'm just fucking around. I'm not going to start doing a UFO show. I'm not opposed to it. I just don't know shit about it. So, yeah. Hey, if anybody out there wants to sit here and tell me about UFOs, fucking hit me up. I'll put you on the show. Fuck it. Anyway, fuck that. We've had a lot more shit going on. Oh my God. Anyone catch Super Bowl? Anyone watch that shit? I watched it because it's the one time of year I actually sit down and watch a game. I don't give a shit about football the rest of the year because there's nothing on the line. I don't care. I don't have a team, and I'm not one of these delusional fucks who thinks he's part of the team. You know those fuckers. You work with them. You hang with them. You go and you see them at the bars, and they're wearing their football jerseys, and they're talking about, we're going to kick some ass this weekend, or we got screwed last weekend. We're going all the way this year. And I'm like, hey, fucker, who's we? You're not on the team, bro. You're not, okay? You can wear the jerseys. You can wear the T-shirts. You can buy the season tickets. You're not on the fucking team. Wearing your jersey to the bar or going to the stadium with your jersey on, it's cosplay. It's jock cosplay. You're pretending to be that player. You are, basically. That's what you're doing, okay? And I've had these guys, oh my God, I've had these meatheads tell me, well, we spend money on the team, so that makes us part of the team. Spending money makes you a part of the team the same way spending money on the stripper makes her your girlfriend. Okay? It's just sad. Just stop. Bro, you do realize that the dude's jersey that you're wearing, he gets paid to wear the jersey. You're paying money to wear the jersey. You're not the same, okay? Calm the fuck down. Anyway, that being said, it's a pretty good fucking game. I'm not gonna lie, it was. It was a really good game. Chiefs and the Eagles, Chiefs pulled it out. What was the final score? I have no fucking idea. I don't remember. I remember there was a lot of pissed off Eagles fans. I saw that shit all over social media. Fucking referees screwed us on that call. Okay, for one thing, who's us? Referees didn't screw us. Referee screwed them. Okay? Again, don't make me do it again. Don't make me do it, fucker. All right, because you know I will. All right? I'm only 5 minutes in this podcast. I'll fucking do it again. I don't give a shit. Anyway, I'm going to do what every other talking head did this morning about the Super Bowl and talk about everything but the game. I am. How many movie trailers did you catch? All right? You had old fucking decrepit Indiana Jones. Like, you know what? I love Indy. I do, and I love me some Harrison Ford, but guess what? The fucking guy is 90. Just stop, bro. Just please sit down. Just didn't he break his leg when he was doing The Force Awakens? It's because his bones are powder. Just let the fucking guy go sit down, all right? We don't need to break out another Indiana Jones movie. You tried. Remember that? Remember when you tried to replace Indiana Jones with Shia fucking LaBeouf? Remember that shit? Yeah. And what happened? Nerds revolted, okay? You should have just let it go there and just... We were fine pretending Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull never existed. We were fine. There's only three movies, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom, Last Crusade. That's it. Crystal Skull, that was like a mushroom-induced fever dream. That never happened. But now you're gonna fucking dust off Harrison Ford and bring him out for another fucking one. You're gonna kill him. You're gonna fucking kill him. You realize that. Like, the fucking guy wanted Han Solo to die in The Force Awakens because George Lucas wouldn't kill off Han Solo in Return of the Jedi. So he came back and like, I'm not coming back unless we fucking kill Han Solo. And guess what? They fucking killed Han Solo. And now you got him back playing Indy. You're gonna kill this dude for real. Like, fucking stop. All right? But, what did we see then? What happened afterward? All right? We got the Flash trailer. Oh my God. Oh my, okay. I am not gonna lie. Warner Brothers has shit the bed on most of their comic book movies, okay? Warner Brothers has completely shit the bed, but I will say this, the trailers look fantastic. See, that's where they always get me. That's where those fuckers always get me. You throw out this hot trailer, this hot looking trailer, and it's like you meet this woman and she's smoking hot. She's everything you want. And then you find out she has multiple personality disorder. That's basically what DC Comics has been in Warner Brothers' hands, basically. The trailers look fantastic. And once you're hooked in, they're stabbing you in the face because you forgot their middle name. That's basically what the Warner Brothers franchise has done with DC Comics. But The Flash looks great. This might be the hottest comic book movie that ever had a potential felon in it. Yeah, fuck Ezra Miller. Anyway, but we finally got the return of Michael Keaton in that 1989 Tim Burton Batman costume. Now, it's been a rough 30 years, folks. I'm not gonna lie, it really has been. Okay, but just having Michael Keaton in that fucking costume, I'm like, fuck yes. Okay, and they brought back Affleck. They brought back Ben Affleck because you see him as Bruce Wayne in the movie, in the trailer. And I'm stoked. I'm really stoked. You brought back Zod. Like, here was, I'm getting carried away. I am. And I know I'm going to be disappointed like a fucking welfare kid on Christmas. I know this. I already know I am. Okay. But I had this fantasy 5 fucking years ago. I did. When they talked about doing a Flash movie, I had this fantasy that Flash, they would use the Flashpoint Paradox storyline to reset every fuck up that Warner Brothers has done. Because why else wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you do this? James Gunn comes on board and I'm like, please, please tell me this is going to happen. For those of you who've never read Flashpoint, Flashpoint Paradox. One was the graphic novel and the other one was the animated movie. Either way, they're both the same fucking story. But anyway, in Flashpoint, Barry Allen decides that he's going to go back in time and prevent his mom's murder, okay? Because Barry Allen's a superhero, and in every superhero origin, there's a dead relative. Every single goddamn one of them. So Barry Allen decides that he is going to go back and prevent his mom's murder, and he does. But what happens is he sets off this fucking chain of events, and this shit has hit the fan. He has altered the entire world around him. In the comics, Superman landed in, what country was it? Oh, I'm trying to remember this. Basically, Superman landed in a foreign country and they locked him away. So he never landed in Smallville. He was never raised by Ma and Pa Kent. He landed in this foreign country that just chained him up. And he never developed his powers. What Barry Allen also did was, because he changed the timeline, because he saved his mother, which changed the timeline, Bruce Wayne never survived that night in Crime Alley. Same origin story. Bruce and his mother and father, they're coming out of the movie theater. They're walking through the alley. Joe Chill holds them up. And instead of Joe Chill killing Thomas and Martha Wayne, they kill Bruce. So there's a Batman in the Flashpoint universe, but the Batman is Thomas Wayne. Okay? And there's, I didn't read this. I'm totally tangenting here. I am. This is a, we're on a side quest now, fuckers. There's a Flashpoint Batman spinoff comic that I haven't read, but apparently Thomas Wayne becomes Batman and the death of Bruce fucks Martha Wayne up and she becomes the Joker. I don't know why I haven't read this yet. I know it exists. I just haven't. I might even own it and I haven't read the goddamn thing yet. But anyway, so yeah, thank you for indulging my side quest. That's what I was hoping Warner Brothers would do with this Flash movie. Just, he goes back, he changes the timeline, and it erases Batman versus Superman. It erases Justice League. It erases all of that shit, and we start over. That's what I was hoping. Basically, you take what happened at the end of X-Men Days of Future Past, and you do it in the Flash movie. That's what I was hoping, okay? Whether they're doing it or not, I don't know yet, okay? But dear God, I'm hopeful. Okay, that is seriously what I'm hoping for. So anyway, gotta wait for June for that goddamn movie. That pissed me off. Trailer comes out and I'm just I am a fat kid at a buffet. I'm just so happy. And then it says coming out June 16th, and I'm like, you motherfuckers. All right. Anyway. Oh, and I did have one more idea. We all know Ezra Miller is like gone batshit crazy. No pun intended. He has seriously lost his shit. He is, isn't he like pending trial for like 3 different felony counts on assault? There was like a good 3 or 4 month period where every week Ezra Miller was in the news for assaulting somebody else. Like he just decided he was going to beat the shit out of everybody on like 3 different continents. And so there was this big, you know, this big controversy about whether or not the Flash movie was going to come out. And I had this idea. I said, we only need one recast. We just need one recast and a couple of reshoots. And you start the Flash movie. Barry Allen goes back in time, saves his mom, fucks up the timeline, realizes that he's got to put everything back the way it was. So then he goes back. He prevents himself from preventing his mom's murder, resetting the timeline. And then at the end of the movie, Ezra Miller is replaced by Grant Gustin as Barry Allen. I thought that would have been great. I would have laughed my ass off if you took the dude from the Flash TV show and replaced the guy in the Flash movie. I would have laughed my ass off. You know what? If Warner Brothers does that, I will forgive everything they've done up to this point. Okay? I will forgive both Suicide Squad movies. I will forgive the fucking Birds of Prey movie that they tried to do. Like, I'm sorry, and I will take it all back. Just give me that moment where Grant Gustin takes over Barry Allen at the end of the Flash movie, and all is forgiven. Hell yeah. And since we are on the topic of comic book movies, why stray from it? There's this little independent studio called Marvel Studios. Maybe you've heard of them. I don't know. In the last 10 years, they've done, you know, pretty decent business, a couple $1 billion, you know, whatever. Well, apparently I just heard from their most recent critic, and that would be Seth Rogen. Yeah, that's Seth Rogen. Read an interview that Seth Rogen did, and come to find out, he is not a fan of Marvel Comics, Marvel Studios, at all. Seth Rogen, the Green Hornet, came out and said that he's not a fan of Marvel Studios because all of their movies are aimed towards kids. Again, we're going to revisit this. Seth Rogen said that Marvel Comics, he's not a fan of Marvel Studios because their movies are aimed towards kids. Yeah. This guy. Bro, you're 40 years old. And you are permanently scarred with the laugh of a stone 12-year-old. That, I mean, seriously, that guy is criticizing movies saying, I don't like them because they're aimed at kids. Really? Did you watch Pineapple Express? Like, I know you were in the fucking thing. Did you watch it? Okay? Like, 40-year-old virgin. Okay? That one. Okay. How about Knocked Up? I'll bring in Knocked Up, too. Okay? Seth, seriously. I'm being genuinely serious here, okay? The Green Hornet is the most adult movie you've ever done. You play the same person in every fucking movie, and it's a stone 12-year-old. It's basically a stone 12-year-old in the body of a 22-year-old. That's your range. That's your lane right there, okay? So, yeah. Seth Rogen criticizing Marvel Studios because they're aimed at kids. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. So, anyway, what else have I got? You know what? I feel like I've covered a lot of shit, and I'm looking at the timer, and I'm like, I'm barely 16 minutes in. Like, I didn't plan shit for this. I really didn't. I mean, it's February 14th. I could talk about Valentine's Day, but I'm single, so fuck do I care. I don't know. Anyway, no, I do have this, though. I had to talk about this. My brother lent me his Oculus. Oh, my God. That is... I talked about it on the last show. My brother lent me his Oculus, and for all the Star Trek nerds out there, it's like having a holodeck on your face. It's fucking great, okay? And I'm not gonna lie, I was scared to death of this thing. I really was, because I can't play first-person shooters. I don't know what it is. I get motion sick on first-person shooters. My tongue just went on strike there. First-person shooters. The first time I remember this happening was I was playing Spyro the Dragon. Remember that fucking game, guys? Remember Spyro the Dragon? Yeah, I was playing that, and all of a sudden, like, my head started spinning, and I wanted to vomit. And I turned the game off and went, okay, I've got the flu. Happened playing Doom. Happened playing Call of Duty. Like, oh, what was that other one? Half-Life? Any first-person shooter, like, fucks me up. I don't know what it is. So, this Oculus terrified me. I was scared as shit. Not that bad. I will say this. The speakers are literally almost right on top of your ears. So, it equals out... For those of you who don't know, for those of you who aren't science nerds, you get motion sick when your eyes are telling your brain one thing and your ears are telling it another. Your brain gets confused and like, okay, well, we're going to make you vomit or shit your pants. We're not sure. But that's basically motion sickness. So the Oculus people, I have no idea what company does this. They're Oculus people. They put the speakers right next to the ears. So I'm thinking that helps out a lot. All right. And I had two games to play. I had Iron Man and Resident Evil 4. Iron Man is the shit. I will say this. Iron Man kicks ass. That game. I beat it. I beat the game in like 3 or 4 days. All right? Because I have the worst insomnia in the world. I have the absolute worst insomnia. And I seriously, I would go to bed at like 10 or 11. Wake up at 12 or 1. And I would be up until like 10 or 11 the next day. It sucks. And so when I fall asleep at 10 or 11 the next day, I wake up at 4 or 5. And good thing I'm unemployed, because I feel like a useless piece of shit anyway. So, what the hell are you going to do when you're awake from 1 in the morning to 11 o'clock the next morning? Screw it. I'm going to be Tony Stark. Now, I could have gone, like, pre-demon in a bottle Tony Stark and, like, poured myself a couple of drinks and got shit-faced while I played this. That's full Tony Stark right there, but I decided against it. So, the game is the story behind the game. Tony's, like, giving this speech to an auditorium, and I can't tell. When my brother gave me the game, or my brother gave me the Oculus, the game was, like, probably 9 to 10 minutes in, okay? So I actually had to start the game fully over to know what the hell was going on. I just saw bright lights in my face, and I thought I was being interrogated. And bright lights in your face in an Oculus scares the shit out of you. So I start the game over. Tony's giving a speech to this auditorium full of people. It kind of struck me as a... remember when Tony was talking to like the all the college students in Iron Man 3, I think it was? And he started like the Tony Stark Science Foundation, whatever it was. That's what it struck me as. That these lights are in his face. He's talking to this auditorium full of people. And he is reliving this story. Not reliving, but he's revisiting this story that happened to him a few years ago. And the story is Tony Stark built an AI of himself. Okay, you know how he had Jarvis and he has Friday? This one came in between. He built an AI of himself, and the thing looked like a flying Roomba. It really did look like a flying Roomba, and then it gave a holographic projection, and the AI looked just like Tony Stark. And the whole purpose of this AI was to build weapons. That was it. And then, so this is, I want to say it's set around the start of Iron Man 1. Because basically, Tony gets caught in the cave, realizes Stark Industries can't make weapons anymore, and this AI that he called Gunsmith, he's like, you know what? Gonna have to retire the Gunsmith, because Stark Industries isn't about weapons anymore. A few years passes in the game, Tony invents Friday, Friday's his new AI, and him and Tony and Pepper are on the Stark Industries jet, and they get attacked by Tony's old weapons. Stark Industry drones attack the jet, and Tony has to save Pepper, save the plane, and now he's got to figure out who has his tech, who has the old weapons, so he dusts off Gunsmith. Because Gunsmith is the only other person, AI, that knows as much about these weapons as Tony does, and he needs Gunsmith to help track these down. So that's the whole story of the game, okay? The graphics on this fucking thing, oh my god. Like I said, holodeck on your face. You are Tony Stark, all right? Pepper Potts she's like right in your face. She's seriously... Nick Fury is right there, and I seriously thought Samuel L. Jackson was going to slap the shit out of me. That's how fucking great this game is. So, yeah, if you get an Oculus, and I highly recommend it, if you have $400 just laying around, don't know what to do with it, get an Oculus, get the Iron Man game. That one was fucking great, okay? The only other game that I played was Resident Evil 4. Fuck Resident Evil 4, okay? That's what I'm gonna say. Fuck this game. Really good game. Okay, I'm not gonna say it was not a good game. It is, you're playing as Leon Kennedy, and Leon was in Raccoon City when it all went to shit. He gets out. His job now is he gets sent to, what country was this? I can't remember what country he's in, but I swore it was like some Central American country. And because they have these really thick Spanish accents, and you find out he's somewhere in Europe. And I'm like, the fuck? Okay. Why does Europe sound like Ecuador? But okay, let's roll with it. And your job is to protect the president's daughter who's been kidnapped. And you are just, the game starts off, you're in the car with these two, again, I don't know what country they are, but these two European police officers. They just drop you off at a farmhouse. Here you go. See you later, Dick. And they take off. And you have a sat phone, and your handler shows up and gives you instructions. Here's where this game is awesome. There is a full interactive mode. Full interactive, which means your weapons are pretty much on your body. The Oculus shows you, you've got your 9mm sidearm on your right hip. You've got this K-bar knife that is in a sheath on your chest. You have a pump action shotgun, which is pretty much strapped to your back. And the way you arm each weapon is pretty much with the Oculus handles. You have to pull the gun off your hip. You have to reach behind you for the shotgun. You have to grab the knife and pull it out of the sheath that's on your chest. This is sick. this is, and you look down, and there, I mean, there's your hip with the gun on the side, and you can look down. Awesome. Awesome. I will say that. So I'm stoked because this is as immersive as it gets. This is great. And so I start walking up to this farmhouse, and I'm going like, okay, like, it's Resident Evil. There's zombies. Of course there's fucking zombies. And you walk into this farmhouse, and there's a dude just standing over a fire in the fireplace, and he's just leaning up, and you just walk up, you're like, excuse me, sir. And of course, a dude turns around, and it's a fucking zombie, of course. Resident Evil, I saw this shit coming. Pull the sidearm. Sidearm has a laser sight on it. That's why. The sidearm and the pump action shotgun both have laser sights. Why do you put a laser sight on a pump action shotgun? Like, do you not know how a shotgun works? You point the shotgun, you pull the trigger, everything in front of it's dead. You don't need a laser sight. This is not, you know, no, okay? I'll give you a pass with the laser sight on the sidearm. Pump action shotgun, that's fucking stupid. Anyway, but yeah, so the dude's in front of the fire, turns around, dives at me and tries to chew off my face. So, pull the gun out of the holster, aim it at his forehead. It's got a laser sight on it. This is awesome. Pull the trigger, and he stumbles back like I spit in his eye. Can you explain to me, in what zombie game does shooting a zombie in the face not kill them? Answer is, this fucking game. This was the start of my fuck you Resident Evil mode. That I pull the gun, shoot this guy in the forehead, he doesn't go down. Second round, third round, fourth round in the face, this guy finally dies. I'm like, this is some bullshit. The gun holds 10 rounds, why do I need 4 to put him down at roughly 2 feet away? Are you shitting me? I'm annoyed. I'm really annoyed at this point. So you're wandering around this Eastern European village, wherever the hell I'm at. And, of course, it's Resident Evil. So the Umbrella Corporation unleashed the T-Virus in Raccoon City and in Europe. Don't know how that happened, but again, we're just going to roll with this shit. So all the town folk are zombies. So you are roaming around this farming village in somewhere in Eastern Europe, and you are trying to avoid all of these zombified town folk. So, yeah, it is classic Resident Evil. Here's some more stuff that fucking pissed me off. Again, this doesn't stop. Like, the unload half a clip into somebody's face to put them down, that was pissing me off. I'm like, really? Shotgun. I pull the shotgun and this guy took 2 shotgun blasts to the face before he died. I'm going, this is the worst zombie game ever. Like, really? Really? I gotta shoot a guy in the face twice with a pump action shotgun. Like, fuck you. Anyway, so yeah, I was getting pretty pissed off at that. But there's this creepy ass dude in the game. You find a mansion. How there's a mansion in a farming village, I have no idea. But it's a fucking mansion. You find this mansion, and you're roaming around. You open a door, and you get attacked by this guy that looks like The Undertaker and Bull Shannon from Night Court had a kid. That's basically what this guy looks like, all right? Remember the bald biker in Weird Science? For all you 40-year-olds out there? Yeah, that's what it looks like. The dude from The Hills Have Eyes. That's what this fucking guy looked like. And the dude goozles you, just grabs you by the throat and lifts you up, which I don't think is humanly possible. You cannot grab somebody by the throat and lift them up without fucking killing them. But anyway, call the guys from Mythbusters. Have him test that shit out. He grabs you. He's going to kill you. And then he like says something about, oh, and he drops you and says, oh, you're one of us. I can smell it in your blood. And then he takes off. Doesn't explain it. So now I'm assuming You gotta figure. You gotta spend the rest of the game figuring out what the fuck that meant. Anyway, I don't know. My brother took back the Oculus, so I never got a chance to finish Resident Evil. But fuck Resident Evil, because this, here's where I tapped out. Here's where I called it a night. I was like, I'm done. Fuck this game. You're going down the farming village, and you end up in this quarry. You're trying to locate this president's daughter that you're supposed to be protecting, but she got kidnapped before you got there, so you're fired. And so there is this giant lake with a pier, and tied to the pier is a rowboat with an outboard motor. So at least you have an outboard motor. Okay. And you get in the boat, and I look, and there's a spear gun and spears. And I already know, fuck you. Something's going to pop out of this goddamn lake. And the only weapon I can use is this fucking spear gun and these spears. Fuck. So I get in this rowboat with the outboard motor. I guess the motorboat. Weird to say the word motorboat without referring to titties. But anyway, you get in this motorboat and you're heading across the lake. And I'm going like 2 miles an hour. I'm like, just fucking jump out at me. I know you're going to jump out at me. Like, just get it over with already, goddammit. And then it jumps out at you. It is a 200-foot, 3-ton crocodile. Yeah. It's a megalocroc. It really, like, it... Fuck Resident Evil 4. I'm going to keep saying it. Fuck this game. Because there's no way... There is no way you are bringing down a 200-foot, 3-ton crocodile with a spear gun. I know I tried. Like, over and over I tried. Fuck Resident Evil 4. Like, I'm glad my brother took the Oculus back when he did, because I was getting pissed off and I was just getting ready to put it in the box and just, nope, never touch it again. Screw it. But that was Resident Evil 4. Highly recommend Iron Man. I really do, because I beat Iron Man. I died a couple times, but you're like, the game is really, Iron Man is really self-explanatory. Like, You do this, and if you die, you know not to do that again. And so beating that level is super dirt simple. Resident Evil, I was trying to kill a prehistoric crocodile with a spear gun. Have I mentioned fuck Resident Evil 4? Okay, just want to make sure I've covered all bases. All right. So anyway, that's all I got, folks. That is really all I got. Under 35 minutes today. Awesome. Anyway, all right, I guess it's Valentine's Day, so if you're one of the happy couples, just know I hate you, but I hope you're having a good one, so I will talk to you guys next week, maybe. What are we bullshitting? I'm not going to do a show next week. I will have all the intentions of doing a show next week, but, oh wait, next week's Elimination Chamber, isn't it? Oh, fuck, I guess I am doing a show next week. All right. Anyway, I am Greg Hernandez, the Ninja Nerd Warrior. You can hit me up on all forms of social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. If you like the show, please like and subscribe and click that share button and send it to all your friends and family. If you don't like the show, you don't have to share it, but please like and subscribe because I need the download numbers. And you can find that show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can find it on Spotify and Amazon Music. You can also go straight to the source on NinjaNerdWarriorPodcast.com. So with that, I'm going to take off because I'm still under the 35-minute mark. I think that's a new record. So anyway, I'll see you guys next weekend for Elimination Chamber. He said there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay. I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down. I can't. Good.